You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am coming to you from Athens, Alabama, at the Athens Limestone Public Library, as I speak to Amber Kelly about the Out of the Dark Suicide Awareness Walk in memory of Shannon Long. Amber had come on a post that I had posted about Officer Christian Nix from Sheffield Police Department. He had taken his life, and she raised the great idea about the fact that they have a suicide walk coming up in July, and I felt like that really tied into this subject and bringing awareness to suicide, whether that's by first responder or anyone for that matter. This is a concerning topic because we want people to understand that their lives do matter and that they are important. And as a society, to understand what individuals are going through, at least attempt to, depression, anxiety, the things that really take its toll on individuals, we need to start to understand and be empathetic. And if we can't be empathetic, be sympathetic to their situation and understanding and compassionate and kind. And Amber Kelly is going to share about the Out of the Dark Suicide Awareness Walk. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. And thank you for reaching out. Thank you for making the comment that you did about the suicide walk, because here we are today talking about that, which it's coming up in July. But right now is the time to talk about it.
Every day is. Every day we should talk about this, because every 11 minutes in the United States, someone from the age of 10 to 34 take their life from suicide because in their head they're struggling. And who do they talk to about it? Because 9 times out of 10, someone judges them or they tell them it's just in your head. Just don't think about it. How can you not think about something that's in your head 24/7? And that's why I want to do this event. I want our community to stop being quiet. I want us to speak up and to tell each other, I'm here for you. If you're having a hard time and you're in the dark, let me be your light. Like, we're not alone. That's why I want to do this.
And as well-intentioned as some people may be, the things that they say do matter. And so if someone says to a person who's depressed, just shake it off, it's not that easy. And that means you really don't understand. It doesn't mean that you can't understand. It just means at that moment you don't. Mm-hmm. And I want those people, those individuals who haven't experienced that, to just take a moment and think about their words. Word placement is important for a person who's struggling. There has to be something for that individual that lets them know more than just shake it off or you ought to get over it. But if they need extra help, that's what we should be directing them toward. If we're not qualified, if we're not in a position, mm-hmm. then we really need to just have the resources and the tools and say, hey, this might be of help to you.
And the reason why we're doing this, we're raising funds to Central North Alabama Health. And what that is, it's an organization in North Alabama. They have an office in Huntsville, and they have one in Athens local. And I myself struggle with depression and anxiety. And I did not have insurance for a long time. And because of that, I needed help. No money, nowhere to go. They have a scale, a low scale is what it's called, where they can get you in for a lot cheaper than these other offices. And that's why I'm wanting to raise this money for this company so they can continue to help our low income people out to get help instead of it ending with their life.
And I'll tell you this, Amber, the person with 20 visits isn't much better off than the person with no visits when you think about it, because it is something that needs to be continuously worked on. Mm-hmm. If someone does have insurance, those 20 visits run out, mm-hmm. then they're paying full price. And it's very expensive at times to get the right therapy, the right counseling for individuals because of the expense of it.
That is very true. And that's why with this low income scale, it's $30 if you get the lowest. That's the most that you come in. They have lab work that's $5. They have an indoor pharmacy to help you get the medication that you need. And that is a great opportunity for the people that are struggling. And even, you know, I think they even help you get therapy. They get you the help that you need.
That's incredible. And having qualified individuals, as I mentioned, people that have the knowledge, the tools, the resources available for these individuals who are struggling is so important. Finding that right person, because we can get advice from a lot of people. We can get advice from social media if we want to. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the right advice. There's a lot of suggestions for people as to what to do. Doesn't necessarily fit everyone. Every person is different. The mindset's different. Why you have the issues that you have is different. Childhood trauma, other traumas that happen throughout our life, those experiences, they really need to be worked on to get to the root of the problem, not just looking at symptoms of the problem.
Exactly. And, you know, mental illness, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't. It doesn't care if you're 10 years old in elementary school. It doesn't care if you're 65, joining in retirement. It does not care if you're a male, a female, black, white, Hispanic. It does not care. And that's the same. You know, everybody makes it a stigma, but, you know, we don't make a stigma around cancer when somebody has cancer. We don't make a stigma around people that have diseases. But when it comes to our mental health, it's a stigma around it. People don't want to talk about it. They think they should just be quiet about it and it'll go away. And I'm here to tell you, it does not. It does not go away. It's here to stay.
I like the image of people signing a cast. When someone breaks their arm, everybody wants to sign the cast. They want to be close to the person. Mm-hmm. When someone has mental health challenges, they're not so close. It's just different. It's something you can't see. And so we have, I guess, an unawareness of what the individual's going through. You can physically see the broken arm. You can physically see a broken neck. You know, okay, that person is injured. You can't see that. And so what we can't see sometimes is allows us to remain in ignorance because of that.
Yes, and that's very true, because I can be sitting in front of you right now happy as can be, but when I go home at night, you don't know that I cry myself to sleep. You don't know the struggles that I face once I'm alone. I don't show you that. And that's the thing. Asking someone, are you okay, can go a long way. It could save someone's life by just saying, are you okay? Because they could have it planned tonight to end it. But you stepping up and showing that you notice, it goes so far. It really does.
I have a friend, Richard Reynolds, who sends me messages periodically. And one of the things that he sent me this morning was basically we were looking at, I didn't know that person would have done that. I didn't know that person could have done that. And that is exactly what you're addressing. You are addressing is that we can't see behind the smile. If someone is outgoing, they're seemingly a person who's happy all the time. And the reality is they may not be. Now, some people are happy all the time, and that's great. I love that.
Yes.
But then there are people who have to put up a front, and they feel like they have to put up an image for other people. And then once something really tragic happens, all the people who knew them as the happy-go-lucky person, what happened to them? I didn't know. I had no idea that they would have ever done anything like that. And the shock that comes with it, because we didn't understand what the individual was going through.
And see, that's the thing with this. A lot of people hide their struggles. They do because they don't want anyone to know that they're less than, that they're battling this every single day. So when someone takes their life, they look back and they're like, what was going on? I had no idea. It's because they were scared to tell you. But I do want people to know their signs of this. If you have a friend that's normally outgoing and then all of a sudden they just stop coming to the get-togethers, that's a sign. If you notice that your loved one who might have had a beer occasionally starts drinking 6 to 12 a night, that's a sign. And you have to pay close attention. That's what I tell my family and friends. When I got on medicine, I had a baby in July, right after my children's grandfather committed suicide. We buried him, and the next day, we had our daughter. And I tell everyone when I got on that medicine, you watch me. If I take a turn, you shake me, and you tell me something is wrong. We need to get you help. But a lot of loved ones don't understand that everything matters with this. So if you notice anything changes with your loved ones, you need to reach out. You need to ask them, are you okay? Are you struggling? Is there anything I can help you with? Because that could save their life.
One of the things that you said was people feeling less than. And that right there is very important, because there are a lot of people out there struggling. And everyone may be in the same boat, just not admitting to it. And so you have that too, where a person feels less than, but the very person they're talking to is equally struggling. And when we start looking at, okay, there are a lot of people out there who have this issue, that is really a way that we start to come together on this, is we verbalize, we talk about it. That does change the stigma, is when we're in a room with 30 people and somebody says, who struggles with depression? And let's say that just half the room raises their hands. Now you have 50% of the audience has struggling with depression, and you're starting to move in a direction of, I'm not alone.
You feel like you're equal finally. You feel like there's someone you can talk to, and that's why I want the community to come together for this. I want people to know that there's more people in Athens, Alabama, that is struggling with the same thing you are. I mean, even if it's your loved one, if it's someone close to you, a friend, come out and support, because tomorrow is not promised for anybody. And for someone's last moments to think, there's no one like me, no one knows my struggle, when in reality, there is so many more people that know it, but doesn't want to come forward because they're scared.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Amber Kelly in Athens, Alabama. We are talking about the Out of the Dark Suicide Awareness Walk in memory of Shannon Long. We're going to go into another segment. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation about suicide awareness, acceptance, tolerance, whatever words you want to use. Let's stop the stigma and let's start trying to understand those who have those struggles, because they need to know that their life matters. They need to understand that we want them here. We don't want to lose them to suicide. And we need to have the right resources and the tools in front of us. And that's what Amber is bringing to us today, as she talks about a nonprofit organization that is helping in the community with that. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we cover the subject of suicide awareness. I'm here with Amber Kelly in Athens, Alabama, as we talk about the Out of the Dark Suicide Awareness Walk in memory of Shannon Long. And I wanted to be able to have Amber share about her passion behind suicide awareness, bringing attention to this subject, which still has a very strong stigma. She mentioned that the grandfather of her children took his life. And so that's a very personal issue, a very personal example experience for her. Amber, let's share about that and how that played into your own struggles as you think about someone else so close to you taking their life.
Well, with that, he lost his battle July 8th of 2021. And, you know, a lot of people didn't realize he was struggling, where a lot of us he told, and a lot of us didn't help. I'll be honest about that, because when someone tells you, there's a lot of people that look at it as, are they saying this for attention, or are they saying this because they really need it? And that's the thing that breaks my heart, is because we didn't grab a hold of it because we thought that it would pass. When someone tells you they need help, grab a hold of it. And you help them with everything, even if it's a hug, help them through it. And, you know, I've struggled myself for 10 years now. I'm 29, so when I turned about 19 years old, I struggled. And I wanted to take my life multiple times. Just this past year, I wanted to after I had my youngest daughter. And she cried, and she woke me up. I haven't shared that story with many people. She woke my head up and told me, you know, there's more to live for. There's more than this. There's more than my mental health. And that's what I want people to realize, is there's more to you than just the demons that you battle in your head every single day.
And you also bring up a good point there. At 19 years old, as you mentioned earlier, you could be in elementary school and struggling with depression, thinking of taking your life as a very young person. And so we also want people to understand that it can happen at various times in your life. Traumatic events that you weren't expecting, things that come up, suddenly your mindset is not the same as it was the day before. Something within you changes. And when that does happen, we need to know how to get the help we need.
We really do, because not a lot of people put out there, well, you can go to the doctor, you can seek therapy. And therapy is expensive. I don't know if you've ever looked into it. And sometimes it don't help. Me personally, I tried therapy and the therapist told me I needed to get away from my kids a little bit. And, you know, that wasn't the answer for me because I love my kids. So that's just something that didn't help me. Where some cases, medicine doesn't help me. I've been on 6 different medicines in 10 months. It's not helping me, but that's not to say it won't help you. So you just have to get out there and know that these resources are there and figure out the help that can help you. Me planning this event and helping others, that's helping my depression and anxiety right now. So you just have to get out to our community and find out what helps someone else so it can help you.
Yes, I was talking to a friend yesterday about what has been helping me, and I have taken medications for decades, different types. I've tried different things. I've gone to the doctor because I would see a commercial. Maybe this will help. What do you think, doc? He might give me samples and let me try something. And when I tell people what I currently take, I try to be very careful because what works for Mark doesn't work for everyone else. And I don't want them to think, well, I need to be taking that because it's working for Mark White. That's not the way it works. You really need someone qualified to tell you how this works, what the side effects are, how it can affect you, so that you understand that each and every one of them responds differently to a person. I've had some real struggles with some medications in the past that made it worse, not better. And then I've had some that seemed to make it better, but didn't last as long as I would have liked for them to have worked. And so there is something to that, to actually sitting with someone, having them explain the pros and cons to the medication, then monitoring you, not just giving you a prescription and letting you go for the next 6 months without having someone to talk to about what you're experiencing by taking that medication. I think it does take a lot for a person who's qualified in that area to continue to stay with a patient, but it's so important that, okay, how are you feeling today? A week later, a month later, how are you feeling today? How is this working for you? If they're not getting that data back, then you truly don't know how that person is being affected by that medication if you're not in constant contact with them.
And that is key to this. Communication, letting your doctor know what's working for you and what's not. And especially, like I said, letting your loved ones know, because I know a lot of people are ashamed of taking medicine when they shouldn't be. So they don't tell their loved ones that they've been put on this medication. Where, like you said, some medications help you and some of them hurt you. So letting a loved one know to look for those signs in you if something goes wrong and grab you and say, you need to get off this medication. You need to let your doctor know. That goes a long way.
So, Amber, did you get in touch with the Central North Alabama Health Services and say, I really would like to make a difference with a walk?
Yes, I did. And they are very glad that I chose their organization for this. They're also going to set up a booth and have somebody come out and speak to the community. And we're hoping that they'll bring some more information and applications to help people with the low income scale. That way they can get seen as soon as possible.
Central North Alabama Health Services, that would be Limestone, Morgan, and Madison Huntsville. Counties, mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
Shannon Long was your children's grandfather. He was the one who struggled and maybe didn't have the support that he needed at the time. There are a lot of lessons to learn from that. While Mr. Long is no longer with us, that doesn't mean that we can't take those lessons and apply them to people now and in the future that we run into to say, okay, I did not do this in this moment, but I can do it now.
I learned from it. And now I can go out and I can help the next person. If I can save one life from this event, that'll mean so much to me. If I can just save one life. If I can have somebody come out that was thinking of ending it all and change their whole aspect of this, that would go a long way. And that's all that I want to do. I want to change this.
I know that there's guilt that people can carry with them when they feel like maybe they haven't done the right thing for someone. But I've tried to tell people, too, that when a person is hurting like that and they have that pain, you may be the best friend in the world to that person. You may have done some things that really could have helped them if they had allowed it to, or if they had had the capability of having that help them. But unfortunately, sometimes all the things that we do and say won't pull that person out of the fire, and we lose them. And we shouldn't carry that burden. And I don't believe that that person would want the people to carry that burden of blame and guilt, because they knew what their struggle was. They knew what the struggle was, and they knew how hard it was. It was an individual, very lonely place, a very alone place. It wasn't, well, I've got all of these people around me. Why aren't they supporting me? That's not the way a person thinks about it when they're in that dark place. No one exists in that moment. It is them. It is their struggle. There's nobody else even to talk to. Even if 100 people had said, give me a call when you have a struggle, you let me know if you have a problem. They don't call those people.
They do not.
May not even remember who the people were that wanted to reach out at that time. It's a blank moment for that person, and there's nobody to turn to when it happens.
No, and it's pure darkness. There's no light when you're struggling like that. There's no light there. You know, people say, just go for the light. It don't exist when you're struggling these battles. And as much as you want, and even if you have a support system, you still feel alone, because that's what everything in your head is telling you, that you are alone, that you're not worth it, and that you should just end it, but you shouldn't. And, you know, I hope that I can be the light for somebody.
Well, this is certainly a light, as you're presenting the Out of the Darkness Suicide Awareness Walk in memory of Shannon Long, your children's grandfather, and hosted by your family. And so you have not just you, but you have the support of your family to help with this. And I know that the Central North Alabama Health Services effort appreciates your support and wanting to help them. And I hope that people will show up in a big way, that the applications are filled out, people who need the help. That's the most important thing, is if you're bringing awareness and you bring this to the center of Athens, Alabama, and people say, oh, well, I need to get over there because I'm struggling. One person is all you're looking for. It's not everybody, but someone. And if someone comes out there, this is all worth it.
Yes, very much so. And I hope that if that one person is struggling, they can grab the next person and be like, well, how? How are you getting through today? What is helping you? And maybe I can try that. And, you know, that's the thing around this. I'm planning on getting beads out there. And each bead will symbolize what someone's struggling with, either if they're struggling themselves, if they lost a loved one to the struggle, if they've lost someone like a police officer by the struggle, or if they are a police officer and they're struggling with this. Each color of those beads will represent that. And you can look out into the crowd, and if you see your same color bead, that's someone you know you can walk up to and be like, well, how are you coping? Like, are you okay? You know, reach out to the community and find out who is battling the same thing as you, because I promise you're not alone in this battle.
Thank you for doing this, Amber Kelly. I appreciate this effort, and I do want people to know that it's Friday, July the 8th. Event time is 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. The walk will take place at 7 p.m. at Swan Creek Park. That's 101 Highway 31 South, Athens, directly next to Athens Middle School. All donations will be going to the Central North Alabama Health Services. The organization helps low-income families get the care that they need, And we want families to know that there are people who do care, and there is care out there for you. And thank you again, Amber, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to talk about the Out of the Darkness Suicide Awareness Walk in memory of Shannon Long.
Thank you so much for having me. And also, I did want to let you know, if anybody wants to help raise donations for this event, we are hosting a car wash this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It is going to be at Advance Auto Parts. That's at 871 Highway 72 West. The car wash, we are charging a $5 fee to go towards the donations. And if you would like to donate anything more, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will be there from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Thank you for being a difference maker, you and your family, and doing this in honor of Shannon Long. It's important that we recognize these individuals and we continue to honor people like Shannon Long and Christian Nix from Sheffield Police Department, who recently took his life.
Yes, we very much want to continue their name out here and let people know their struggles.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you're encouraged and inspired by this show, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. They may be struggling. They need this. I hope you'll follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.